Thank you, Ambassador Akram. I'll be rather brief in my comments. First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude on behalf of the expert drafting group to all the delegates who have provided very constructive feedback and suggestions on further modifications and refinement of the second revised draft convention. I have taken notes, extensive notes, from all the comments that have been made. The Secretariat has also recorded all the statements, but also we look forward to receiving those in the written format so that the process for revising the final, producing the final text that the Chair Rapporteur will submit to the Council will be facilitated. There are just two or three points of clarification that were sought from the expert drafting group, which I'll address. I don't see the Honorable Delegate of Saudi Arabia in the room, but there was a clarification sought with respect to the additions of the terms and the adoption of legislative and other measures to prevent and combat trafficking in persons, smuggling of migrants, and crimes against migrants, added at the end of Article 13, Paragraph 4, Subparagraph M. As the commentaries that have been prepared and shared with all the delegates indicate, this was upon a specific suggestion by the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crimes, UNODC, where they refer to the operative paragraphs 16, 60, and 61 of the Progress Declaration of the International Migration Review Forum, adopted by the General Assembly last year in May 2022, and in line with the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. So that's the normative source for those words. With relation to Article 17 on indigenous peoples, there were suggestions made with reference to ILO Convention 169, which is the binding treaty on indigenous and tribal peoples. And of course, since the zero draft, the drafting group had considered ILO 169 and drew inspiration from it. The fact remains, however, that ILO 169 is ratified by only 24 countries out of the total 193 countries. And the document that's more consensual adopted and used by almost all countries and by the UPR process or other treaty bodies and courts is the United Nations Declaration on Rights and Rights of Indigenous Peoples. It does reflect a consensual language indicating the rights of indigenous peoples, and we have of course benefited also from inputs by the expert mechanism on rights of indigenous peoples, and I understand that they have also submitted a revised submission for our consideration for the final draft. And finally, on Article 35 on dispute settlement, as delegates who participated in the last round would recall, there was substantive discussion on the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice should disputes between states parties emerge in the context of the convention. And even in the original draft, it was quite clear that the jurisdiction of the ICJ will not be compulsory, it will not be mandatory, and will be subject to a specific agreement over that dispute between the disputing parties. Nevertheless, there were certain suggestions made in the last round with reference to other mechanisms for dispute settlement that may neither include negotiation nor include the International Court of Justice. And in principle, nothing prohibits two disputing parties from agreeing that they might as well resort to mediation, they might resort to arbitration, or to other means of settlement of disputes that Article 33 of the United Nations Charter permits all states. And as a result, what this provision basically indicates is that the jurisdiction of the ICJ is not automatic, it's not mandatory. It will require a specific agreement by states should negotiations between them fail, and even then the jurisdiction of the ICJ would be subject to an agreement between them that there is no other means that they have mutually decided to settle that their disputes by. And so although we in the commentaries do mention that these last terms, unless another mode of dispute settlement is agreed upon them, is not necessary because the essence is covered, we have added that as an abundance of caution in deference to some of the suggestions that were made in the previous round. So I think with those clarifications, I'd once again thank all the delegates for the extensive comments that have been made. We are very grateful. We will benefit a lot from those. And as is our usual practice, we will include the consideration of each and every suggestion and recommendation made by each and every stakeholder, states in particular, but NGOs as well, in our updated commentaries that will accompany the final draft that the Chair Rapporteur will produce pursuant to this exercise. Thank you.